My name is Darren Belial, and I am the Power Operations Manager for Alaska Power and Telephone for Upper Lynn Canal. I'm in charge of Skagway, Haynes, and Gustavus for the power side, and been in Skagway 23 years, and raised my family here and enjoy it here.
Anything else you're involved in town that you want to share?
I do quite a bit. Anything with the kids I try to help out with. I've coached basketball over the years, and currently in the wintertime I teach archery to kids in the summertime up in the school, or in the wintertime up in the school gym, and so keep busy.
Cool. How long have you been teaching archery for?
I've been teaching archery 10 years now. So
why did you choose to run for school board?
Well, I've been on the board since 2002, and my main focus with the school board has been, you know, we can't forget the kids that aren't going to college, because there's that group that isn't going to go to college, though they don't want to go to college. We need to start preparing them for the future to be able to go into the workforce out of high school. And I've been pushing to get a voc ed program going in Skagway School for a number of years. And we've been working with the municipality the last couple years to try and build a new voc ed building at the school so we can expand and get a voc ed program. And we're on the cusp, so I would like to at least stay on the board another term to hopefully see that go through.
Where does that stand right now, the push to get a voc ed building?
We've been talking with the municipality, and I believe the RFP for the drawings are ready to go out. We're just waiting and working with the municipality. They're busy right now with a lot of projects going on themselves with the new public safety building, and now with the senior citizen building coming up. I just hope they don't forget about us, and we just need to keep reminding them that we're here, and you know, this is something that will help everybody long term in the community.
What's your vision for Skagway School in 10 years?
I just keep it as one of the best schools in the state. Skagway School has a name in the state right now as being one of the better schools. You know, when we put out position openings, we get a lot of applicants, and a lot of them say that, you know, they know how our school is and want to be a part of that. And I've heard a lot of families coming to school. Actually, we have a new customs agent just moved to town with kids. He said he researched our school and he was just amazed at what our school can do for the children of the community.
So what do you think the school district is doing well?
I think we have some very good teachers that care for the students. We have some very good students in our school. All of them, you know, compete at a high level in anything they do. They, you know, and our teachers like to push them out of their limits, you know, out of their comfort zone. And I think they get some very good results out of our students.
And what do you think the school district could improve on?
Well, one of our board goals is improving on communication to the public to keep the public involved with the school. You know, you don't have to have kids to be involved with the school. There's lots of things you can volunteer for and help out with. And that's a work in progress. We're making some great strides in that area, but it's just one of the little things. Communication is always key in any community.
I've heard that aspect of wanting the school board to better communicate with the public a couple times. Have there been things that have happened in the past where the public felt like they weren't involved in a decision the board made, or is it just kind of in general something you think you could improve on?
I think it's just in general we can improve on. You know, we try to get things out to the parents and do a good job of getting stuff out to the parents of the children. But, you know, there's a whole rest of the community out there that they don't get. They don't have kids, so they don't see a lot of that stuff. So that's, I think, who we need to concentrate on is getting it out to the rest of the community.
Do you agree with the decision to shift to single grade classrooms in the elementary grades, and why or why not?
I think it's great that we were able to do that. To me, the more one-on-one time a teacher can have with a student, the better. You know, students, it's just going to help our students excel and, you know, be able to make the strides forward to keep the education level up that the school offers.
So that wasn't a difficult choice for you as a board member?
No.
If Skagway were to see a drop in student enrollment, what strategy do you think the district should take to deal with that?
There's always that looming. I've actually been on the board long enough that I've gone from having highs to, you know, comparable to what we're seeing now, to being on the board when we hit the rock bottom. And it's a hard decisions that the board has to make. You know, as a school board member during that time, you know, I hate to cut any program to save money, because it's very hard to bring it back in the future. You know, when you know things are happening, we, you know, we're blessed here that we have a municipality that is behind us and able to give us the financial support needed to keep a lot of these programs going, knowing that the numbers are going to come back.
So this time around, if enrollment were to drop, do you feel like you've learned anything from that past experience that you could draw on?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have the past. I hope it doesn't rear its ugly head again. But it's just, you know, you got to go through and see what programs are really helping the most amount of students. You know, if you have programs that only one or two students are utilizing, you know, you're going to have to, you're going to have to cut those programs out first. And, you know, you got to keep the programs that are helping the majority of the students.
What should the school board or district do about the shortage of suitable year-round housing for new school staff?
To me, the school shouldn't be in the housing program. You know, we're here to educate the kids. That's where our money and effort should be spent, you know, to get teachers in and housing. Yeah, that's part of the education, but our monies and should be more focused on just educating the students. You know, if I think needs to come from the municipality level, you know, something for the housing shortage, you know, whether it be tax breaks for developers to put up apartments. You know, I don't think the municipality should be a housing program either, but just make it easier for contractors and investors to put up these sort of things for more housing to make it available in Skagway.
What do you think the school district could do to better prepare high schoolers for graduating and entering the workforce?
I think we do a very good job as it is. You know, a lot of the children that come back from college say they are ready leaving Skagway School to enter college. You know, the college courses, they're ready. It's their biggest thing is moving from a small town to a large area, you know, with lots of people is the bigger shock for them. They say the education part, they're ready for.
But in terms of the vocational education, how do you think that's going with preparing students who are not going to be going to college after graduating?
That's what we're working on still, trying to get that program. We had it going for a little while. I'd like to see it so we have kids ready to join the workforce. You know, they're living here. A lot of them have housing here or access to housing here because they grew up here. And, you know, if we can have those kids ready to join the workforce, they can fill a lot of roles in this town as people are retiring and as things expand.
Any final thoughts?
No, I just think with our municipality behind us, it makes it a little easier to be a school board member here in Skagway. They do a great job of funding us, and like I say, we are very thankful for that. Otherwise, we would have to buckle down and make the tougher decisions to actually cut entire programs to save money. But, you know, with their help, we're able to keep these programs and keep our kids in the school rather than moving to other areas where they can offer the programs.
Anything else you want to share with voters about what you bring to the school board?
I think I just bring a knowledge from being on there for several years. We have a lot of fairly young board as far as being on the board. And I just bring, like I say, some of that past of going through the thin years when we had to make the tough decisions to, you know, now when we're have a little more money to bring in different programs. So it's just a been there, done it sort of thing that, you know, I'm ready to help assist the board, the rest of the board, you know, where I can, and given the past I've had on the board.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.